Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 16, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
Jesus of Nazareth here. It's November 7, 2002, and here's Jesus. Alora's feeling a little bit better. I hope to have her back with us later today, but I've got to do this one by myself again. So here we go. We got this note from a young man called Paul, and Paul says, "Lord, why don't you use everybody's name? I think it's very offensive that you just call some people he or she or this lady and don't give their names like you do with other people. Why do you do this?" Well, Paul, it's simple, really. The people asked us not to. When people ask us not to use their names, not to violate their privacy, but to use their question because they want to hear their question answered and want to have the thrill of it, but they don't want people out there on all the radio stations to know who they are, we don't give their names. It's pure politeness and pure courtesy. If people want us to give their names, if they want us to acknowledge who they are and where they live and let people know that they believe and are listening and want to hear what we're saying, we do that. But when people say, "We want to hear our question, but we don't want to have our name given because we don't want to have our neighbors upset," we understand and we don't use their names. You don't violate somebody's privacy. You do what they ask to do. And I'm sure as a fine young man that you are, you will understand that. We try very hard to do what people want us to do and still put out something that people are going to enjoy and love. And that's as it should be, Paul. You never, ever violate somebody's trust, even if it might give you some kind of reward. There are circumstances when trusts need to be violated, but this is not one of them. When people don't want their names used, we don't use them. When people want their names used, we use them. It's as simple as that. That is God's way, and I'm sure you will understand God's way. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it.
We're back, hopefully, for the next segment. Linda will be back with us, but I've got to do this one more by myself. Here's another question from Paul. We can't use Paul's full name and address, by the way, because his mother objects. A dear lady, but she's not quite a believer. But Paul says, "Jesus, I have two friends that are constantly fighting. One says, you are the Son of God and the steward of heaven and can never become God because God is eternal. The other says, you are God and rule heaven absolutely as God. And they fight about this constantly and it upsets me. And I would really like to know the answer, Lord. Which one are you?" Well, Paul, the answer is what your first friend says is absolutely true. And I am so glad that there are those in the world that understand this and are defending my cause. I am the Son of God. I am not God. I cannot be God because God is eternal. God is forever. I rule heaven as God's steward, and the people respect me as God's steward and follow me as God's steward. But in order for me to become God, God would have to die, and God can't do that. God is forever. So your first friend is absolutely right. I rule heaven, Paul, as God's steward, as God's son, and I can rule heaven in no other way. Any that say I am God are speaking blasphemy because they are taking away from the power of God. God gave me dominion over heaven, over mankind as his son, not as his heir. I cannot take the position of his heir because then God would cease to exist, and that can never, ever happen. Some people say God is dead, but that cannot be. We'll be back